T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Five is underway with a fly ball to deep left. Gone! The first pitch of the ball game, and Davis Schneider has hit it out.
It's one way to start it.
The third pitch went out too.
Third pitch went even more out.
Right.
Blue Jays 3-2 in the lead. Game 6 tomorrow night in Toronto. Someone in the room has a Game 7 ticket. But I don't know that I can go. I had to say yes.
What are you even doing over there?
I had to say yes.
I have a ticket, but I don't know if I can go.
Come on. You've never been in this position? Like, I've got, there's a chance. And okay. I didn't want to miss out.
Yeah.
So I said yes and even sent the money.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know if I can go. So I kind of, Joe's a baseball. Joe Ostrowski with us on the Western. Joe knows all these. You know the feels here. Like, I might be able, kind of a long shot, to go to Game 7 in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want them to win in Game 6 because not only am I rooting for them, but then
I get
the money back and I don't have the stress of
figuring out. It's like you want
to
bet.
What to do with my daughter. Here we are. You don't have any Guerrero, do you?
No, I do not.
We got close.
I went to one World Series game. That was Game 5, Cubs, I guess now the Guardians,
yep.
2016. You have to go.
I know. I went to Game 2.
Never experienced anything like that in my life. Oh, okay, you did go to Game 2.
I went to Game 2.
You might go to the clincher. Come on.
I know. It's going to be interesting. Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats, weekday mornings, our friend. We've been, thinking about you a lot the last week or so. I love the show this week. I mean, it's always been like edgy and fun and funny, but now there's like a little extra, yeah. Like a little extra whatever
mm-hmm.
vibe to it.
Don't care.
Yeah. Right. Like,
what are they going to do to me?
Yeah. You're talking about Halloween night this morning. I mean, okay. Let's have that conversation.
I don't know. Next segment, I don't know what we're going to do. We haven't decided. Be back next.
Right. Yeah, Kelly wants to come on Wednesdays? Fine. Come on Wednesdays. You're not a haunted house guy, Joe.
No. I was asked if I want to go tonight. I have no desire to go. I think at one point in my life, I did go to a haunted house. And, when we were younger, you can get away with a lot more, right? I somehow remember passing what looked like a cell and somebody grabbing my leg and never letting go, or at least for way too long. Since then, I haven't really been interested in going. Yeah, my daughter's been watching all the Scream movies this week, so she's getting into it. But yeah, my son, her, a bunch of their friends are going. I'm like, do you want to go? I'm like, well, do I have to watch Dolphins, Ravens? No, I don't. But that's always been the excuse that I've had for the last 20 years. So.
Daddy's got to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Got to work, I think.
Yeah.
So. Well, there isn't a Blackhawks game you're You're obligated to?
Wow. No. I think I went, I mean, it's like a three generations ago, like a haunted house. And I don't remember really anything about it, but I have no interest in being, I just, nothing appeals to me less than being scared, like artificially. I'm scared enough. The world is bleak enough. I do not need to go somewhere to get my pulse racing or feel out of sorts. I mean, I just watch the news.
Why do you need a haunted house when you have Twitter?
Right.
Yeah.
I had a haunted house on my phone.
Or HR meetings like I had an hour ago. Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was really happy to hear you wanted to stay, you know, keep going with us. And when I heard Sam this morning mention anytime touchdowns on Thursday Night Football, like, all right, I know we're all set here because you had to come for this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I've got two, and Bulldog, you and I have not talked about this. I don't know if you have a touchdown for tonight. I have made two bets. I'm on likely at +280, I think it is. More routes, more snaps than Andrews. Like, maybe better. Maybe Andrews is just, like, done. So they love their tight ends. I like Likely in this game, and really it's a little bit stealth because he hasn't done anything yet. And, I mean, are you sitting down, Bulldog, for this one?
There you go.
At +3,500, I played Patrick Ricard.
Oh, my Lord.
He is good for a touchdown a year.
Lord.
It's like the sort of return of the Ravens. Yeah. He's healthy now. He missed the first five games or six games, whatever that was, and they missed him. And Derrick Henry is like over under 90 rush yards. I think the market sees a game here where Baltimore does what it wants. And I think if they do what they want, Patrick Ricard at 350-1 or what? 35-1.
Yeah.
Gets in not that good. 35-1 gets in. Joe?
I do the weekly show with Jason LaConforo, covers the Ravens. And you know, he has been harping on that injury being a big part of their struggles. That just because he's a fullback, do not overlook the impact of him. Was out there for 14 snaps against the Bears last week, none in the red zone. But for a long shot at 35-1, I don't think that's a crazy idea. I was wondering, okay, where else are you going to go? Is there another tight end to mention? Go ahead, Bulldog. Which Dolphins tight end do we have?
I don't have anything crazy for you at all. Well, other than I said before, right before you came on, I don't know why, but I love Miami tonight.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so well, I mean,
I'd love to know why.
I don't know. But Baltimore can't play defense is the start of it. So, and it's football. Like, it all lines up to me that, like, this would be a game that would go the other way just because it's the NFL and everyone's all excited Lamar is back. And I don't know. I think Miami should be able to move the ball on them. So, yeah, I don't have. Waddle. I would bet on a Waddle touchdown or an Achan touchdown, and those aren't juicy odds. And I like Andrews for Baltimore because Lamar is back, and like that's been the classic go-to thing. And I can hear Al and Kirk talking about their how many touchdowns do they have? Tight end and quarterback combinations in history or something. I don't know if they're even close to, you know, certainly not going to catch Mahomes and Kelsey, you know, tonight, I don't think.
There have been a lot.
But I like that as like a, you know, return to form kind of thing from the Baltimore side. So I didn't get deep into the weeds on picking a long shot.
That's where I went, Bulldog. That's where my brain went, on Andrews at +185. I don't mind the likely one at all either, but I was just thinking, okay, so Lamar's making his return after missing a few weeks. We assume he's not going to use his legs as much because you get the extended rest after this. Let's just get through this game, get this win, stay in the hunt for the division and the playoffs, being actually a strong position after everybody else loses last week. What is going to make him comfortable in addition to handing it off to Henry most of the game? Where is he going to look? And while we've seen Zay Flowers really blossom,
nice.
that's where I went. What is going to make him most comfortable? I would say in the red zone, he's going to be looking for his buddy, Mark Andrews. So that's what I was looking at as well. One that for a couple of years was hitting at a very high rate that we talked about today, that in the last month has not hit at all, is Henry Longest Rush. That has been a cash cow much of last year, and then it was hitting early this year, and then not even close most recently. I am wondering if he's going to pop one to get this matchup.
Ricard Bat could play into that too.
Right. We were saying this about Bijan, and then that game just got out of hand. Dolphins, they get out of the gates running, and then they never look back. But it's still the same matchup. I'm not looking at this Dolphins team and saying suddenly they have a strong defense, in particular against the run. So that's a high total for Henry. But if you are looking for a Henry prop, I don't think the longest rush is a terrible idea either.
What's the number?
It was 18 and a half or 19
okay.
and a half.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
I'm in Kelly in Vegas. I'm in this touchdown survivor of hers. You're yes. Mr. Survivor. She's Miss Survivor, maybe, in the space. I have four.
You have to be a queen. Haven't you picked that up yet?
I just remembered.
Something with royalty.
Did you not reboot your thing?
You did.
I did.
I got to get in on that. I saw something, and I didn't react to it at the time because I didn't have my phone nearby.
It doesn't have to be today if you want to wait until the weekend.
It's a survivor pool for victims.
Yes.
She has a touchdown survivor, pick one player a week. I have four live entries in that, week 9. And I've never used Derrick Henry, which is probably good. I mean, he scored last week, but I've never used Derrick Henry.
This is a good spot.
Minus 230, yeah. I saw, to score. What might be your number of entries you would use on him?
So I hate going all the way in, and I'm not a big fan of even using, for your example, four, using two of them. I don't know if you have strong opinions about other ones. I'm sure you do if you have much of the league available still.
Yep, I do.
I'd go at least one. I'd go at least one.
One.
Henry. I don't know that I'd go two. How have you been playing it?
I'm going to do one. That's what I have lined up at this point. The four meetings between the Ravens, we got to get off this game, I'm sorry. The four meetings between the Ravens and the Dolphins with Lamar Jackson on the Ravens have all been weird. 59-10 week one, the 19 opener when Lamar lit him up. I think it was 42-0 at halftime. The Thursday night game in 21, Miami wins. There's that big lineman touchdown that didn't count for Miami. Baltimore struggled. Then you have the week two game maybe 3 years ago, 42-38 Miami. Just Baltimore's way ahead and they blow it. And then in 23, week 17, 56-19. That's got to be a scoregami. There have just been some crazy games between these teams for whatever reason. Bills and Chiefs, who have met 9 times since COVID without even being in the same division. What do you like here, Joe? Kansas City 2 and 52.5.
Well, what I do like is you guys trying to talk yourself into this idea that maybe Kansas City won't make the playoffs. I thought that was quite amusing.
Why not?
Meanwhile, they're looking like over the last 5 to 6 weeks, like the best team in football. Hey, maybe they won't make the playoffs because of their challenging schedule, even though they're the best team in football right now. At least that's the way they look. The number's been hanging around 1.5 to 2 points. Kansas City as the road favorite. High total, a lot of high totals this week. You just end up looking at these matchups, potential shootouts across the board. There are 5 games where it's at least 50 points. But, you know, in these Mahomes games, what usually happens is you get these high totals, you get all of that chatter about it being a shootout going back and forth, and then the under ends up hitting. Since 22, Mahomes games where the total is at least 50, 13-4 to the under. So something like that would not surprise me, especially the way that Kansas City's defense has been playing. The injuries certainly concern me with the Bills, the run game. So you know Andy Reid is probably going to lean into that a little bit. I'm not saying that it's going to be over. I'm not expecting one of those shootouts, but I'm leaning Chiefs. I mean, I told you guys right before this run started, I bet the Chiefs because of the number at 10-1 for the Super Bowl. Now, maybe there's value there, but the betting market is saying no. If you look at people that do power ratings, they're like, right now, forget the record that the Chiefs are the best team in football right now. And I understand why. Look at the explosion. As soon as those guys came back healthy or back from suspension.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Look at what they've been able to do. And then the unsung hero, the defensive side of the ball. They struggled in the first half last week, but just the way Mahomes is playing right now, it is the Mahomes that we got used to a couple years ago.
Yeah, no arguing that, man. They look, to me, they're the scariest team in the league, I think, right now.
Yes.
The Chiefs.
Well, somebody just bet plus 750 that they're going to miss the playoffs. So good luck to me.
I did.
I don't know.
They do have three losses. I hear you. So how many is that going to take?
What?
Four more for that to hit?
Yeah, probably. And there are a bunch of teams you can rule out.
I wonder what that number looks like if they lose this game to the Bills. Like how
Denver wins in Houston.
Right.
Or the Chargers win in against
right.
Tennessee.
Anything, right. It just starts stacking up. That number might get cut in half.
How many teams, though, do you know will not make the playoffs? Jets, Dolphins, Browns.
Titans,
Raiders, 5. So I'm down to 11. 7 make it. I don't know. Jacksonville.
Here's my question. You could look at both conferences if you want. Okay, if you go outside the top 7 currently, KC's the 7th seed.
Mm-hmm.
Who's fighting their way in? So everybody's saying the Ravens this week. That's the easy one. Swap the Ravens with the Steelers. I don't think it's a far-gone conclusion, but that's the easy one that everybody's running to. For both conferences, I don't know if there are many other candidates.
That's right.
That is a good point. Yeah, NFC especially. Bears, Panthers, Cowboys, Falcons, Vikings. All these teams are 3-4. Are they catching San Francisco?
No. Dallas.
I don't know.
Jaden Daniels has to come back now and look great.
Good luck with that.
Washington. Right. Yes.
Before you go, Joe, so we already covered Henry, this game.
World Series?
World Series. Thank you, Bulldog.
It's where we started. You have a ticket. You're not sure you can go.
There we go. Yeah. What do you like? I mean, is Toronto's favored now, or is it close?
For the series?
Yes.
Yes. Dodgers are favored game 6. Toronto is favored for the series. It's Toronto minus 250 for the series to take one of these two games. Now, as far as game 6, I think most observers are looking at it and saying there's going to be a game 7.
Right.
That's with Yamamoto and what we saw last time, what we've seen throughout the playoffs and pushing on him to go against Gausman. So the number right now is – it's been going up throughout the day. The Dodgers are getting bet. It's minus 140. Dodgers as the road favorite. The total is sitting at 7.5. Vladdy is your favorite for the World Series MVP, minus 200. Otani a couple games ago, he's minus 500 for the MVP, and now he's plus 220. So what the betting market is saying, look, if the Dodgers win, it's going to be Otani. If the Blue Jays win, it's going to be Vladdy. I agree with that part about the Blue Jays. However, Dodgers win twice. What if it's somebody else? What if it's somebody who hasn't done anything the entire series and they end up being a hero contributing in both games? It wouldn't surprise me. We'd be guessing.
Well,
right?
Freddie Freeman already has an 18th inning walk-off home run. If he has heroics up his sleeve like he did last year, he's a candidate, I think.
Of course. Mookie Betts has done nothing, but he's Mookie Betts. What if he has two game-winning hits? Something like that, where he steps up. On the Dodgers side, even though they have Ohtani on their side, if it's not him, boy, it could be somebody else because they'll be caught up in the moment. They'll be voting last second, end of game seven, if the Dodgers end up taking both, and I could see something happening. But yes, most likely it's Ohtani, Dodgers, Vladdy, Blue Jays. But, yep. You know, there are some guys on the Blue Jays that have a higher average, that have just as many home runs like Kirk. Barger has higher average, higher on base, OPS, all that stuff, but just not getting the love. The story is Vladdy right
now. Right, the story. That's the thing.
What would Yamamoto need if he has another game like game two? Now, it's not the clincher. They would still need game seven. Maybe they would need to just kick the Blue Jays around like 10-2 or something, and there's no dominant pitching performance necessarily. Maybe those two, if he has another complete game, it just shuts Toronto down.
They need to win game seven 3-1.
Okay.
And he doesn't pitch.
Right.
Like, I'm always attached to the Bumgarner idea. That's what I want on Bumgarner.
Right, right.
But the Dodgers don't need him for that, unless it goes 18.
Right.
And he was going to come in the 19th inning.
Right.
Like, they have Sasaki. They don't need to use Yamamoto on Saturday, I think, or else I would be in on that.
Yeah.
There's nobody else I think wins.
Unless it's 18 innings.
It's got to be 18 innings.
Yeah, you can go to Ohtani. I think you're right. Now, in the last few days, Yamamoto's been bet. It goes to 30, to 20, to 15. And now it was 13 this morning, 10 at some other spots. I don't see it. Even if he's dominant in game six, I think you need that third game for the pitcher to win the award, because they're winning some other way. There's some other – if it's a game seven, they'll find a hero who's done something else throughout the series. But we're talking like it's a Dodgers World Series, guys.
You need
the Blue Jays are one win away.
You need Ohtani to bomb. Like, what, 1-for-9. In these two games, so that the voters can't vote for him, because
if he pitches, come on, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Great stuff. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Talk next week.
Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Ian Harditz at 4 here on WGR.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.